opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Reading, and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that can only come from California State licensed realtors and loan officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started. And the party starts now.
Woohoo!
Here I am. I'm here. I'm Tony. I'm here with Rich and Bill. How you guys doing?
The crowd, most excellent.
The crowd went wild.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm doing well. Tony, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing real good.
Good to see you all day. You were out and about. And
yep, out and about. Out in that sunshine. Doing it all.
Good.
Absolutely.
He was lounging at the beach.
Right.
Some days I do.
Right? How's the water up at Brandy Creek? You been up there yet?
You know, I couldn't tell you that, but I can tell you a little something about the fairway out there at...
Did you go golfing?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did. You're lying.
No, but I'm going to...
He'd
I'm
be sunburned if he was out there golfing, for sure.
I think I'm going to go Friday.
Wow, really?
That's a good place to meet a client.
Absolutely, yes, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we're at, or let's go. What's tea time?
We can do it. Bill, how about you? Are you in
I'm headed for Santa Ana this weekend. Not Santa Ana, that's where my wife's going. I am going to Costa Mesa.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. And big Celtic festival down there for some,
some
jousting and... So 3 days of that. That'll be fun.
Where's that again?
At the Costa Mesa Fairgrounds.
Costa Mesa.
Yeah, so we're actually jousting in the racetrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. That sounds good. How about you, Rich? Anything going on this weekend?
You know what? I've been invited. I had a lunch with a past. Hey, who's that looking in the window? A past client yesterday. And he works up on Shasta Lake seasonally, comes up from Arizona, of all things. You know, Bob is his name. But anyway, he invited me, go, why don't you come out here on Friday, Saturday, just sit on the launch ramp. He goes, you don't have to obviously not do anything.
Oh, that's
but
right.
But just enjoy
the show.
The show, if you will, with everybody coming up. He says they're booked up. You know, for half their fleet goes out on Thursday, the other half goes out on Friday.
Now you're talking about the launch then.
So the launch ramp, yeah.
The launch of the weekend, or are you talking about the Monday? Because I've always known the Monday to be the real, you know, entertaining session.
Well, you know what? Just getting the non-local tourist into the water is quite the scene.
Uh-huh, right.
I mean, just watching them, they just drove Sacramento, Bay Area, L.A., you know, coming up for the extended weekend. And then they're tired already. They're a little frustrated. Kids been in the back. They're hungry, you know, and they're just lucky it's not going to be 100. But 90 is pretty hot for people out of the Bay Area.
And a little breezy, too.
And a little breezy. So you just sit on the launch ramp and, you know, get a launch.
Well, that sounds like
get your scorecards out. Mm-hmm. You know, you've seen those YouTube videos. I'm thinking of doing that.
That would be cool.
Just relax a little bit.
And I'll tell you what, I think I'm going to keep Monday open because, again, that's another good time to go up there because this is after they've had the weekend. They are done with all the food. They're done with all the beer. And now they got to get that boat back on the trailer.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's a good one to watch, too. So, and it's been a long time since I've done that. That's kind of an old local sport right there.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Why not?
Well, before we get to 90 seconds of news, I got a business shout out that I'd like to throw out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you go right ahead.
All right. Thrive Automotive. Those guys are, they've just got back, or they basically bought this business from Kevin over at Paul Stover's Automotive, okay. And they've kind of redone the place. They moved the office over to the other end, so it's real nice and inviting when you go in there. Matt has taken care of me, and I had a leaky something in my, I thought it was a radiator, and I brought it up there, and the guys were able to tell that it was a water pump, and they got the water pump in, got it all done, and my wife's up there picking it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nice.
But,
okay.
But I got to tell you, I got to share a little story, and it's not a big deal, but it's word of mouth, and it's the reason why we all do the shopping at the places that we do, because somebody we know has recommended them for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a good friend that has recommended them to me, and it was for a great reason. She brought the car in, and I'm not sure if they were doing an oil change or they were doing some service on the car, but apparently there was there wasn't any oil in the transmission or something. So, and I think it was a software thing or something like
good.
That. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is they came back, and I think they probably had some transmission trouble, and Thrive said, you know what, that's our fault. We will buy you a new transmission.
Whoa!
Come back next week, and we'll have it ready to go. I guess the transmission was a little hard to find, but they stood right behind it, and
stand behind their work. That's what counts.
And that's
that's huge.
That's huge.
That is huge. Yes. I'm definitely going to give them a try. I see that they definitely love puppies. They got Cashew, Basil, Miko, and even Trevor to come meet the shop dogs. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're looking at the brochure right now. And the biggest thing about the brochure that's just blowing everybody away right now, and I've been hearing about it for like the last couple of weeks, is the $29.97 oil change.
That's a deal. You can't even buy the oil.
Synthetic oil change special, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So I'm going to have to take them up. I'm getting close, so I'm going to have to take them up on it.
Well, I'll tell you, to all of our listeners out there, this is definitely a recommendation from me, and I'd give them a call over there at, let's see, what do we got here?
530-628-8095.
There you go.
And it's owned by a woman. How about that?
There you go.
Beautiful.
It's unusual for a auto repair store.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Well, now you're just stereotyping.
I was, right?
Well, thank you, Thrive Automotive, for taking care of us today, and looking forward to many years of great service.
There you go.
All right. So
you're just trying to get a free oil change. I know what you're looking at.
Well, I did do a good shout-out, right?
You did. We all backed you up, so that means free oil changes for us, too.
There you go, right? I'll talk to Matt.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, so we do have enough time here in the later part of the segment to blast out 90 seconds of news. So I think we'll do that. You guys ready? You guys cool?
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready in the
brought
news.
To you by B&T Satellite, the absolute pros in the business with a lifetime of experience. Don't call the 800 number. Give Doug Tooley a call at 530-241-DISH. 90 seconds of news starts now. Story number one, Reading Christian High School baseball team wins Northern Section Division 6 title. Way to go, Reading Christian.
Ooh.
Story number two, rodeo week is over. The lone stranger and his sidekick, who mockingly robbed a bank last week, were never caught. Clues were given all week long, but to no avail. Ironically, the loot was found on the first day out at the airport, but the lone stranger and the sheriff went unnoticed. So the lone stranger was actually Mike Johnson. Sheriff Mike Johnson, and the sidekick was longtime Jack's bartender Mike Woodrum.
Both those guys.
Story number three, hitting the 90 seconds. Starting June 24th, the Reading Record Searchlight will be delivered to you by your U.S. postal worker. The company is optimizing resources due to the increasing digital readership demand. Story number four, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted in favor of considering a contribution to the city of Reading towards securing eastbound flights from Reading. The board voted unanimously in favor. Reading thanks Shasta County. Story number five. Shasta County rescinds ordinance charging people to receive public records. The California Supreme Court confirmed in 2020 that fees for ancillary costs like searching for records create an illegal barrier to transparency and accountability in government. The ACLU firmly believes that public records should not be held for ransom and only available to the wealthy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lots of time left.
It's like $1 or $2 to get your records, right?
Well, up to I think they charge $25 an hour. So, yeah, it probably is $2 on it, $2 for your records. But I remember when that came out, and, I think everybody was kind of appalled. You know, it's a public These are public records.
Right, you absolutely.
Know? Yeah, so, and I mean, what kind of records are we talking about? I mean, the public records of what sort of this?
Could be any public record, right? You've got birth certificates and deeds of trust.
Yeah.
And,
you know, permits and stuff at the building department. Maybe go down to find out, you know, like what we do, you know, mm-hmm. we go down to find out, you know, different permits and maybe have them print things out about that. I've had them want to charge me for that.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I have done that. Okay. I just had to think of what kind of records going down to the public office, going down to the building department and getting records
exactly.
or something on there. Okay.
All right. Well, let's do a little bit more talking about this when we pop back from the break.
All right.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Okay, here we are, living in the North State, coming back to you live from the studios of KCNR, downtown Reading, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And that was Freddie Mercury and Queen, I Want to Be Free.
Don't we all?
Absolutely.
Well, it's Memorial Weekend, too, so yeah.
So maybe that was a good song picked by our producer, huh?
Wow.
Wow, way to go. Way to go, Christina. Keep them coming. Can we get a hello from Christina?
Of course. And thank you so much for your compliments about the music. I'm trying my best to fit to your soul, guys.
Great job.
Love it.
Yep.
Thank
no problem
so
at all. Thanks for being here. You're awesome.
I appreciate you.
Well, so about that news there, guys. Any stories?
Mike Johnson being the lone stranger?
The lone stranger, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I can't giggle at that. Just ironic to me.
Yeah, do you remember seeing him go by in the parade? Because if you guys remember, Rich and I, we announced the parade this weekend. So, and it was a pretty cool little event
sure,
there.
Yes,
huh? Yeah. But do you remember seeing him go by? Because I kind of, for some reason, thought I missed that.
I
know that they were in the agenda.
I saw them either.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. Well, maybe something was going on because even the Shasta County Search and Rescue one was not there, but the other guys, the
right.
part of it, the
yeah,
the
voluntary
climbers.
Jeep guys, yeah.
That was awesome,
right?
You know,
right,
you know, razors yeah. and ATVs that they had. That was
so maybe
else.
the
so a big turnout for the parade.
Well, yeah, our section, you know, we were the last announcer, you know, station, I guess you would say. And
about 70 different floats, yeah. I guess.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It was fun and did first time announcing for me and, you know, to it. And it was pretty neat. I liked it.
Yeah,
let's do it again.
Hey, we will. You bet. No problem. I loved it.
All right. And the breakfast they had beforehand was good?
Sure.
Where'd you go?
For breakfast.
At Lulu's.
What? Lulu's?
Yes, yep. Lulu's.
Yep, that's where the Asphalt Cowboys has their announcer training. The first thing in the morning.
I think they all hang out there almost every morning. Yeah. If they're not serving pancakes out on the street.
Either that or at Jack's.
That too, yeah.
So what did the training consist of? Is it, stir your drink and then have another sip?
Well,
maybe.
You 12-ounce curl and go over the entries, and maybe there might be somebody that didn't show up, and now we'll do some scribbling. And
note taking. Okay. There was some work.
All right. Okay. I get it.
But, no, it was really cool, and it's really awesome to work with the Asphalt Cowboys. Those guys are definitely some stand-up guys that are always mm-hmm. here for every event to help support the rodeo. So we're happy to help support that.
Well, they work hard through the rodeo week. Same with the Reading Rodeo guys.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, they're out there, you know, days on end for, you know, all day long and,
right.
you know, on little sleep. And
you got to hand it to those guys.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. And then I think that there was a deal with the chili cook-off where the health department came in and they had a problem with something about the chili cook-off. And so they said that they weren't going to let it happen.
Interesting.
And so I wasn't there because of that. I thought, well, shoot, I'm not going to head over there. I was really wanting to go for the chili. But I heard that the Asphalt Cowboys cooked up a big, huge bunch of chili.
Oh, and then they just gave out chili to everybody who showed up?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay. See, there you go. There's the Asphalt Cowboys, dude, being the way they are.
Jumping in and taking over and making it happen, mm-hmm. whatever right. it may be.
Awesome. Could you imagine if you had, like, spent all day on your chili and then now you can't put it out there, though? You
know, there's a lot of people that did that. Yeah. And I did the chili last year, so I'm kind of feeling like I dodged a bullet this year.
That's right. You entered last year. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to make your chili?
Oh, man, shoot. I don't know. Let's see. I mean, you know, you got to let it stew a little bit. It's definitely about a 3 or 4 hour process,
right?
Hmm. Well, I made about 3 or 4 batches. I wanted to try to gear up for it and see what my best one was. So, I found that the best one is for me steak.
Steak chili. So,
yeah.
I'll go for that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
I'm hungry.
All right. Can we sign off early and go get chili?
Well, sure. You bet.
We're going to go to the see the glow tonight at
Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay.
Cool.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. It's ending this weekend, so if you get if it's the last chance to see it this week.
Good. Okay. Yeah. You have to shoot me a video. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, but
I don't know if that's probably.
I hadn't either. And
it's probably frowned upon though.
Right?
Put that phone away. All right, we're having a good time down here at KCNR Studios downtown Reading, living in the North State. We all got smiles on.
And right. Should we talk about the record searchlight being delivered by the Postal Service now?
That is a whole different thing, isn't it?
Right. I mean, it's kind of like, all circling back to, instead of somebody dropping it off on your porch, now it's going to be dropped in your mailbox.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I guess, it kind of makes sense if you think about it.
Right.
You know, the mailman's coming every day. You're just maybe not going to get it first thing in the morning. You know, my mail comes at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but I don't get the record searchlight anyway, but that's all right.
Well, did either one of you guys ever deliver papers?
Yes,
I did.
Okay. Yeah. Well, see, that was the cheapest way to go, is to deal with little guys, little kids like us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now that, I think the business model has changed a little bit. They're working with the U.S. Postal Service.
Right.
How many papers did you deliver?
Oh, you know, what was that one? I never did the record searchlight paper local, but what was the one like a five and dime? It was one of those newspapers that,
like the Penny Saver?
Like the Penny Saver. I did those or something of that effect. I remember doing it. It was real cheap. They were like, 5 cents or something, and you would do 200 of them and, by 7 o'clock in the morning and that type of thing. And I sold seeds also, like flower seeds and stuff like that.
Entrepreneur, you.
Right?
You got to make the money somehow.
Absolutely.
You got to get up and go.
I delivered the Ventura record. Wait, was it the Sarfrey Press from Ventura? Sunday was a nightmare.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh my God, it was a huge paper, and it was I had 110 people on my route.
Oh, okay.
And it, I covered the whole river bottom of
that's
huge. Oakview.
I was thinking that I had a big one. I had about 75 out in Central Valley, but holy cow! And,
right.
And of course, our Sunday paper was not like down there. I mean,
right? Yeah, it was crazy, and the whole thing, you know, about having the kids deliver is one thing, but then having them collect, that was the nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Getting, you know, some little kid come up and knock on your door and try to get money from you?
Nah,
it didn't happen, right? Those people are like, oh, it's the paperboy. Don't answer the door.
Well, you know, what happened was that meant that the paperboy got a short check that time.
Right, exactly. You know, they dinged the paperboy for that.
Exactly. You had to, you had to give your boss is the money that he wanted, but then whatever was left was yours.
Right.
And I remember having like 18 bucks or something, you know.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, but that'll be interesting. That's changing a little bit there. And there are probably not that many people that are still getting it that way.
I think most people, if they get it, it's electronic, right?
Yep.
You know, you just sign online.
What's going on in the market?
Yeah, let's just fast forward to the Shasta County real estate market update. Boom. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. The Shasta County Real Estate Market Update is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where we make it our business that you're successful with your real estate goals. Drop by our office anytime at 2650 Larkspur Lane, Suite G in Reading, or visit us on the web at betterhomesandshasta.com. As of today, we are proud to say that there's 654 houses on the Shasta County MLS. That's up 26 from last week. And if you remember, last week was up 26 from the week before that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been going up quite a bit. So we're up in there in some pretty good numbers right now. In the past 30 days, there have been 209 houses sold in Shasta County. That's up 21 from last week. 25 mobiles up to 32 vacant lots up to. And according to our friends over at bankrate.com, the national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is a little bit less, 7.1. It's kind of like having a $5 gallon of gasoline. You're happy because it's not six. The lowest rate out there in the country was found at 6.4%. But naturally, if any of our listeners out there are interested in how to get a rock bottom rate of 5.99% and up to $7,500 in closing costs, give us a call. We've got the secret, and the secret is out. And if you'd like to know about it, give us a buzz. We'd love to help you out. Call me right now, 242-1020. I'll shut this mic down.
He's out the door.
The average price of a home in Shasta County as of May 1st is at $402,000, and the average price per square foot is $245. That is the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update.
Things are looking up a little bit.
Starting to add more inventory, right. Starting mm-hmm. to sell more homes. We're getting that rotation. Did you ever find out for me? You probably didn't. The average square foot of a home in Shasta County. Remember?
Yeah,
week?
I sure do. Yeah, it was my homework.
Right.
The dog ate it.
The dog ate it.
I'm sorry, Rich.
It's a new puppy. You can't blame
him. Just something interesting, you know, to kind of what is the average square footage of homes that are being sold? You know, to kind of come up with that price. If we're starting to see that it's, you know, 1,800 square foot homes that are selling, you know, for an average of 245, and you know, we kind of start looking at different size homes, because that average sell price of a home, you know, somebody might think, going, yeah, 402, you know, well, I don't, you know, it seems like an awful lot, but it all depends on the mixture of our homes that are actually selling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as time goes on, we might be getting some of these new homes coming on the market, might be a $300,000 home or a $350,000 home.
Right.
You know, so anyway.
Well, I would have to say that just taking a guess, I'm going to guess that that's right in about the 1,700 square foot.
Mm-hmm.
But I will verify that and come back next week with my late homework.
Okay. I'm going to have to get a signature on that from the wife. Make sure you do your work.
and keep it away from the puppy this time.
Oh, I know. You know, my puppy eats up everything. I mean, I cannot believe how many things I've lost so far. But that's a different story for a different show. Right now, we're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
Well,
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Just when you thought BNT Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact BNT Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. BNT Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call BNT Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from BNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at BNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call BNT Satellite, 241-3474.
Okay, welcome back to the show, everybody. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you want to give us a buzz down here, the number is 530-605-4567, and we will take your call.
Don't we have prizes for somebody, if anybody calls right now? Don't we have a prize?
Big prizes.
Yeah? What are they?
Well, you know, I think today we have got a special. It's like a special prize going on right now, so... I believe it's two gift certificates for Lulu's for lunch.
Wow, nice. So we're going to give lunch to a couple, and all you got to do is call up and ask a question.
That's it. Any question.
Any question.
Any question, yeah. Like, where do I pick up my tickets?
Right, exactly.
That's the main one would be working, so yeah. Next caller.
That's it.
Okay. Call us up. Get your tickets.
530-605-4567, and we will put you on the air. I know that probably just stopped four people. They're like, put the phone back down.
Right? They were dialing. They had the last number to dial.
Well, as you can see by the market update there, we got quite a lot of houses on the market right now, and it's something that we see every spring, and it's usually obviously the very best time to sell a home. So with that, there are some things that you can do to your home, and we got a little list here we're going to kind of talk about, and... Six of the best things that you can do to prepare your house for a springtime sell. What do you think, Rich?
Yeah, well, let's just, I mean, you start in the front to me, you know. Get that curb appeal.
Yeah.
Curb
yeah.
appeal to me is, I mean, as soon as you pull up, and I've shown homes right up, you know, pull up to it, and people, I look back at the people that I'm getting ready to show, and they go, no. Well, you haven't even seen it. It could be beautiful inside. No, I just, yeah, they're not taking care of the front yard. They're probably not taking care of the rest of the house.
There you go. Curb appeal. Boom.
Curb appeal.
Very true.
You know, so give your first bet. Yeah, so prepare the yards, right? Mm-hmm. You know, after the long winter. I got it written out here. You want me to read this?
Yeah, go ahead and lay it out there.
Okay, hey, after a long winter, the yard can look dirty and devil, is that?
Disheveled.
Disheveled. All right. Nice word, Tony. So you should clean out. Your yard and throw away old leaves and rubbish. Basically, rake things up. You know, get it going. Get the sprinklers going. Remember, plenty of folks will check out the yard, and you will be wanting to look great in the spring if you haven't already. Have a nice yard. Put some flowers out there. You know, plant a little shrubbery. Clean things up. Trim them up.
Flowers are big, you know.
Just
little flower pots here and there. If you can throw some fresh flowers in there, it just totally lights the place up.
Get it going. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, I mean, this is, you should have already probably turn on the sprinklers. You know, we've had enough dry weather so far that the grass is needing to be, you know, getting a little energy. Get some fertilizer on it.
Yep.
Get the grass greening up.
Mow and trim.
Trim the trees up, you know, and any of the dead branches that are still hanging off the trees, kind of clean them up. And like I say, curb appeal to me is that's the first thing people see. Why wouldn't you want to put your best foot forward?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and with the house shopper, it's usually the woman who makes the decision. And, of course, the things that she's going to see are flowers and a nice yard and that kind of thing. That's going to attract her to it.
You know, another big thing is tree trimming and bush trimming. You know, have somebody trim everything up, make it all just super, super clean. What's going on, Rich? You got stuff at home that needs to be trimmed?
I
got
a sneeze or something. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
So like porch and patio. While people love the yard, they also love to check out the porch and the patio. Since springtime is a great time of the year to sit on the porch and enjoy the weather, you should improve your patio and make it attractive to potential buyers.
Absolutely. Well, and especially when it comes to the patio because, you know, people are spending more and more time outside, and that has kind of become the next entertainment area for most houses now is the outside areas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So definitely spruce those up. Maybe some lights, maybe some, you know,
The string of lights from Costco or one of the home shopping areas. One of the things I do every year, I do it actually multiple times. I do it in the winter, too, to get the moss off. But I pressure wash. You know, I have a gas pressure washer. You can get portable ones, get electric ones even.
Mm-hmm.
And pressure wash, even your wooden porch, your concrete porch, whatever it is, get that. You'll be surprised what's sitting on that deck. I mean, rain all winter long and everything. The pollen now. So if you're getting ready to put your house on the market, you know, just giving it a good wash once in a while. The railings, all that kind of stuff. Nothing worse than having a potential buyer lean up against a railing and they, you know, they're hanging on to it. And next thing you know, they pull their hand down and it's covered in black soot or whatever it may be. So
yeah, put some effort into it.
Put some effort into it and, you know, and restain some wood if it needs it. A quick clean. It doesn't take that much, you know, to pressure wash something down and even put some little coat of stain on it, you know, if need be.
Yep.
So
I can tell you from experience, what I've seen sell is turnkey operations, something that doesn't need any work at all. So erase all of those little jobs and things that, you know, that stand out when you're looking at a house that needs a little bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
So take care of all those little things and make it to where the only thing the buyers think about when they come and look at that house is where they're going to put their couch.
Where are they going to put their furniture? Oh, we can put that cabinet from your mom's right here. Mm-hmm. When they start saying that, you know,
a buying signal.
Yeah, it's a buying signal.
Rather than, I don't know about this carpet.
Right.
Do you smell that?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that was a little gas.
All right, so spring cleaning. Of course, when people want to check out a place, they are likely to enjoy it more when it is clutter-free. And if you want to get that highest possible offer for your house, you should declutter it and get rid of old possessions. You'll also have an easier time moving if you sell off some possessions, or at least put them in storage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want it to be cluttered. You know, it makes it look smaller if you have a cluttered up house.
Yep, absolutely. You know, the some of the best houses that we go and view, they just got a few things sitting around, and it's less personal. And when you walk into the garage, that's where they put them at.
You know, they stack the garage full.
Exactly. And that's
happens.
That's fine.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's definitely fine. But sometimes, if you can, you know, go ahead and get a storage unit for $95 for the month, you know, or for a couple of months, you know, type thing.
But it's real common to see the garage.
It is. You know, right.
But that's fine. You know, it's if they can make that house nice and inviting, then that'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Open it up.
Well, cool. That was the spring cleaning one.
Oh, there's power washer.
There's
one.
Power washer.
I got to read down a couple
Why
of paragraphs,
don't you go
right?
Ahead and take the power wash.
Since you're the power wash guy.
So I do it all the time. Anyway, if you power wash sidewalks as part of the house and parts of the house, you can improve its curb appeal and excite a potential buyer. Think about it. When a person walks up to a house that was recently cleaned, they will be much more interested. This is an inexpensive way to improve your house since you can rent a power washer for about $50. I would think that's about right. Yeah, go down to Guy Rents or one of the rental places, and yep.
Or if you know somebody,
well, give me a call. If we're ready to list your house, yep. You know what? I might even just come over and help you get your house ready, I will power wash your back deck.
You know, that's the kind of guy you are.
That's
you
know? that's customer service.
Absolutely,
right there.
Hey, Rich is known for that.
Got the equipment. I'll do it. I don't shy away from weed eating and. You know, there's times I just don't have time sometimes, but I will absolutely make things happen.
Absolutely.
Well, most of your realtors won't do that. So, you know, that's a reason to call you guys for sure.
Mm-hmm. You betcha. We will stay with it until it sells and we'll make sure it sells. Okay. Open it up. When you show your house, you need to accentuate its positives. To do this in the spring, you should open up your windows and let the sun shine through. You'll let in the fresh air that makes the house more enjoyable and also show off the outdoors. With these six tips, you can be a successful home seller yourself. So,
right. Well, not only just open those windows, wash them.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, because you know what? It makes the house look bigger when more light's coming through. And if they look outside and, you know, see smudges on the windows mm-hmm. and things like that, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to go out and wash your windows.
Right. That and the screens. Take the screens off and hose the screens off. You know, get rid of the, you know, that winter rain and the dust and dust bunnies, whatever else is in there. But, yeah, huge.
Bugs.
Bugs
on the screens, yeah.
Now, speaking of the window washing, I'm just going to have to let loose an unbelievable tip. Mystic Made.
Mystic Made.
Most people have not heard about this, but I've been using the Mystic Made for over 20 years now. And what it is it's a microfiber cloth. And I'm going to go ahead and think that it's probably one of the best higher-end microfiber cloths. It costs about, well, I mean, it's pretty much just, I don't know, 15 inches by 14 inches mm-hmm. or something. Mm-hmm. And it costs about $20 a piece. So that's a pretty good penny for that. But I got to tell you, all you have to do is rinse it off and go wash the window. Period. No soap, no streaks, nothing. You'll go wash all your windows and they'll turn out perfect with no streaks and they're perfect.
There you go. See, I thought the Mystic Maid was the boat that goes underneath the Niagara Falls. Isn't
that the Mystic Maid? I think it is.
You were ready for that, weren't you? Well, there you go. So there's a few tips on how to maybe sell your house this spring. And we've got a few more. So if you feel like giving us a call and if you need any help in that kind of way there, we'll be happy to give you some more tips and help you out and even bring Rich's power washer down and get the sidewalks ready for the exciting buyers.
There you go. I'll do it.
I know you will.
Yeah.
I won't let Rich you down. Is a yes man.
To a point, yes. You're right.
Boom.
See, even said yes to that.
He did. Well, very cool. So now we are basically rounding the corner to the ethical standard. And I'm just thinking, man, there's just not enough time left to do this.
Oh, you can do it.
Well, do it.
Okay,
do
the
it.
Ethical standard is brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Come join us any Sunday at 2440 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California. Standard of Practice 3-10. The duty to cooperate established in Article 3 relates to the obligation to share information on listed property and to make property available to other brokers for showing to prospective purchasers / tenants when it is in the best interest of the sellers and landlords. So it's interesting. It's just, I'm going to read it one more time. The duty to cooperate established in Article 3, and I will read Article 3 right after this, relates to the obligation to share information on listed property and to make property available to other brokers for showing to prospective purchasers when it is in the best interest of sellers and landlords. Kind of pretty easy to understand that. I'm going to go ahead and read mm-hmm. Article 3 real quick. Article 3 says, realtors shall cooperate with other brokers except when cooperation is not in the client's best interest. The obligation to cooperate does not include the obligation to share commissions, fees, or otherwise compensate another broker.
That would be absolutely cooperating a lot.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so basically it says whatever's in your client's best interest is what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not in your client's best interest to share listing information, then you don't do it. I mean, we can only do what our clients ask us to do and what they approve us to do.
And if it's in their best interest.
If it's in their best interest.
And we can certainly talk with them and let them know that this would be in their best interest.
And we do, yeah. Which even ties in that last part of, you know, of sharing any commission fees or otherwise compensation to other brokers.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that we're going to be changing here pretty soon to where it's not going to be seen, but it's going to be communicated a little bit different of who's cooperating with who and what to what point.
Let's talk about that just a little bit more right after the break.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, Rich.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Okay, here we are back on the air, KCNR, downtown studios, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
So before we jump into the next section, there were the Taste of Reading was just on the commercial during our break.
Right.
And what a great event that is.
I was at it last year. It sure was awesome.
Yeah, they get a big, huge crowd. All the restaurants come out, you know, wine tasting and beer tasting and all that for all the local, local groups. But it's also a big charity event too. So, you know, well worth buying a ticket for and supporting those charities. It's a big event, you know, and I also noticed, that the new pocket park downtown is almost complete. And they're going to have, later on in June, they're going to have the grand opening for that.
Oh, wow.
That's coming up too.
Where's that at?
Right, about two blocks from the studio, right down there on the right hand side, just past the Shasta County. It used to be a parking lot.
Oh, that's right.
Built a stage in there.
Right.
They put what they call a little pocket park.
Nice.
And it's almost done, and it's about ready to be, they're going to have the grand opening coming up very soon.
So the pocket park, I'm going to guess maybe this isn't a venue where you'd want to play baseball or frisbee? Is it like a pocket size?
Well, it's smaller. Probably play frisbee, but I don't think you probably get a baseball game going.
Gotcha. Okay, all
right. You probably wouldn't want to bring your
just
bat and
a,
ball.
An area where a gathering and put up, you said they had stage?
They put a stage up there, right, so, there you know, hopefully that'll help with the music thing that they want to do downtown.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of stage and music thing downtown, we got the Roots Festival coming up.
That's probably one of the things that they'll be using that stage for.
Awesome.
Sure.
And I went to that last year, too, and that was a blast.
That's getting bigger every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up, too. Is it July?
Now, speaking of that, now, we were actually just talking about a local band, and I think isn't Danger Kitty going to be there at that one?
I'm not sure. Probably. I have not looked at what their schedule is, but I think they did play last year. So.
Well, yeah. Let's do a little shout out to Danger Kitty. Bill, you know Demetria and John
and Mark.
Mark, I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark and Demetria are good friends. And you know, they played for a long time doing cover stuff, and now they're branched out to do their own original music, and Danger Kitty's starting to get quite a following in town. Mm-hmm. So, that's great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Nice. And they're fun. Bands are fun.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Cool stuff, too. I think that first album I seen, well, maybe it's the second album, but the album cover itself was just amazing. They did this really cool rendition of a kitty, and I think it is with Demetria's actual face there as well.
Probably, yeah. I haven't seen the cover yet either. It's just, but talented folks for sure.
And that's one thing that is really picking up around here quite a bit is the local music scene.
Sure is. Loving it. I went to the album release of the first album for Danger Kitty at the IOOF Hall.
Okay.
IOOOOOOOF. And they sold it out, or it was standing room only. But it was, you know, that's a great new venue.
And that's upstairs,
music.
Right?
It's upstairs, yeah. And you got to enter through the back alleyway. It's kind of cool up there. You don't even, you know, it's almost like a speakeasy when you get up there, because you kind of go up the back stairs and go in through the back door, and it's pretty cool. There is an elevator there too if you're, you know, need ADA access. But it was a great event, and they've got quite a bit of room up there to hold those kind of things. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, a shout out to Danger Kitty and all the rest of the local bands out there. Like when we had, who'd we have in here? We had,
Liquid Amber.
Liquid Amber. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It brought they were great.
My tongue. Was,
what did you almost get in trouble with?
I guess so. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate that one. But anyways, yeah, you bet the local scene is really awesome. We've got the Mosquito Serenade and then the
Sunset River Jam.
Sunset River Jam going on down there at the park in Anderson. And that, gosh, between those two, you're looking at how many
all
weeks?
Summer.
Yeah, all summer long.
All summer long. I think the last one is just as school is starting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, and they have some great bands, out-of-town bands coming in. I think they've got a Beatles tribute band coming. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the lineup yet, but they always do great, great lineup.
Out-of-town
bands.
Well, speaking of out-of-town bands, they're not going to be playing at those particular outfit. Well, not for those. What do you call it? Anyways, they will be. Let me just back up. This Friday night, day after tomorrow, they're Definitely Dead. We'll be playing down at the at that same venue, the Anderson River Park.
Yes, that's right. I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
Ticket for $25, and everybody who sees them raves about them. So
right. That venue is absolutely perfect venue. I don't know if everybody's seen what they have done to the park down there in the van shell, but they have upgraded it, and it's a very nice stage, and you know they've just been continuing to add to it, make it better all the time, and I love it.
Parking's good.
I try to get there every Wednesday night.
I know you do.
Yep.
You always have the best seat.
I get there early and put out a blanket. You can do the same thing. It's free.
It is free.
Where else can you go hang out with 2,000 or 3,000 of your best friends for free on a Wednesday night?
That's it.
That is it.
We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the North State. That's living in the North State there, gentlemen.
That is living in the North State.
That's
right?
What it is.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
That's what we're all doing here, aren't we? Well, good deal.
I think if we're not living in the North State, then, you know, somebody's lying down.
Well, real quick, before we move on to something that we're going to talk about here, we got the weekend coming up. What's your guys' plans for the weekend? Did we already talk about that?
We talked about that. I was going to go sit up at the launch ramp at the lake.
That's right.
Well, with a nice chest of tea.
I didn't get a chance to talk about the Whiskeytown Regatta.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's right.
So, well, with the breeze blowing, it might be a pretty good sailing weekend.
We've seen the wind out there, so we're kind of hoping for some good winds.
Right. Are you going to be sailing?
It was, no, I won't be. In fact, with my recent leg injuries there, I'm not even going to be on a boat.
Ooh.
But we're going to go up there and hang out, and we got friends and stuff, so we'll go up there and hang out and cheer them on.
Right. I used to always watch that regatta from my boat. Mm-hmm. I had a sailboat on the lake,
and I'd go
out and anchor and watch.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah, you bet.
It's a lot less work.
Uh-huh. It is, right?
That's something I aspire to do, is to get a sailboat someday and get it up there and hang out.
Well, I had one. And my sailboat, actually, I donated to the Reading Sailing Club, I think it was, the Shriels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up there on Whiskeytown.
Still there, huh?
Still there. It's a 25-foot Catalina.
Oh, no kidding.
Tiller. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I had it on Shasta Lake for about 8 years.
Wow.
Taught myself how to sail. Rigged it all out, did the whole works, and would go out weekend, go out overnight, spend a couple of days on the lake by myself, just sailing, which Shasta Lake is not a sailboat lake.
No.
But it was the only sailboat out there for quite a few years.
Did you have a backup motor on it?
Oh, yeah. I had a little kicker motor. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I got scared one time. I thought I was going to roll that thing. But it's a fixed keel, and there's 2,000 pounds worth of lead hanging off the bottom of it. Would never roll, but still, I thought it was going to. It scared me out there on that lake. But left the Shasta Lake, and it was out there for a couple more years, and I decided, you know what, I got to do something with it. So I donated to the Reading Yacht Club. Yeah, that's the name of it.
I'll be darned.
So it's still out there. They still use it and teach people how to sail on it.
And I think that you can go out there and get with them out there, and they'll let you use a boat.
Yes.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, I think a donation or a small fee, but well worth it. I mean, yeah, I loved it, you know. And I'm glad to see they still got it out there and still using it. But 25-foot Catalina.
What color? Just white?
It was white with a red bottom on it.
Okay.
Tiller, which going to 26-foot Catalina, you would have had a center console.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, you know, because you're just that bigger a boat. But it was the largest Catalina, 1976 Catalina. The largest, that was a tiller handle. So, I mean, when you get that thing going in some wind and you're catching all your sails, but I had all the different sail sizes from, you know, the stock main sail up to, like a 135. So it goes about every 10. I don't know what the numbers really mean.
Yeah.
Just that much 10% bigger, 15% bigger type thing.
I always remember the spinnaker.
Yep. Had a spinnaker on it. Yeah. I had it all.
Yeah.
You know, traded my son's car for it.
Oh, cool. I bet he liked that.
He was in Alaska at the time. He moved to Alaska, and I had his car and sat in the driveway too long, so I got rid of it.
Right.
And got a sailboat.
Sorry, buddy. You can visit your car out on the lake.
Right.
Yeah.
He was probably thinking, well, one of these days maybe I'll get the boat.
Right. Well, I got not tired of it, but just didn't use it like I should have. You know,
I'm gonna look for it this weekend when I go up
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fixed keel. Should be in. Hopefully, it's in the water. You know.
And you know, I didn't know about that 2,000-pound keel there. I didn't realize that's how much that weighed.
Oh yeah, so, yeah.
I always wondered why. You know, I mean, I knew there was some weight down there, but I didn't realize mm-hmm. that was that much.
And it was not retractable, so it, you know, it was a fixed keel, which meant, you know, you got to have the right trailer and support to get it. You know, it was a challenge taking that thing in and out of the water.
Well, Rich, I think we're super glad that you told us all that.
No problem. Anytime. Let's go to the lake.
We're going to wrap it up. We're really happy that you tuned in to see us, and we will be, or to hear us, and we'll be back next week with bells on, and we appreciate you, Redding.
Everybody have a safe Memorial Day weekend.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The cars crawl past all stopped with eyes. The street lights share their hollow glow. Your brain seems bruised with numb surprise. Still one place to go. Still one place.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.